There is no grit or guts in the church there, and little here, to confront the powers of sin, death, and the devil head on. Because we, in our personal lives, we do our level-headed best to dance around those things with everything we've got. We have no experience in taking on suffering and struggle unless we're absolutely forced into it by circumstances that we cannot control. Even then, we get out of it as fast as we can. Well, what the New Testament teaches us is that there is a way of viewing the world through the Spirit, a way of viewing the world as Christian people, that enables us to meet the day soberly with clear vision and to confront whatever is there and not to blink. And not to blink. And I have a strong belief that this is one of the reasons that Luke lays out the ministry of Paul in the way he does. It isn't the only reason he's got, but I think it's right up there in terms of what he's trying to communicate to the church now, a generation or so later. You know, when Christ calls us, he calls us to die to self, to the world, to the allures and the temptations and all the glitter and the glamour, and to take up the cross, the mission that God has and is performing in the world, and to identify ourselves with that mission. And it'll come at great cost, I promise you, if you do that. You want to play church? You can play church and there'll be no cost. No cost at all. Because you can drive outside the parking lot and become incognito for the rest of the week. Don't have to talk about Christ, don't have to mention Christ, don't have